going to talk about a case where we'll talk about the case I emailed was the famous case of the bottle cap. This happened, I think, a few years in Odell and Eretz Yisrael, that someone will make it simple. And there's all kinds of different ways of saying the case, but let's say a simple case that you have a kiddush in your house and you have a lot of bottles of soda that you're serving at the kiddush. And what happened then was one of the children at the kiddush opened up the top and found that he had won a prize. That the top was a prize-winning top. So the question that arose then was, who gets the prize? Does the child who opened the bottles get the prize? Or does the owner of the house who's serving the soda, who's in the house, does he get the prize? Right, so what would you say? You know, it's just to tie to last week's shiur. You can't use Tosfos Svara to say the owner of the house didn't acquire it, because over here, it's not something that will never be found out. All it's a matter is of opening up a cap. It's not like a hidden treasure that's stuck in the walls or that it's, you know, under a floorboard. It's something that just takes a matter of opening up the top. So, just learning this Gemara on Chavav Amadeis, Tosfos brings this as a raya to his halacha. The Mishnah says on Chavav Amadeis, Halakeh Peiris Mechaveiro, if someone purchases fruits from his friend, or his friend sent him a present of fruits, who must have been most, and he found money in the basket of apples. He found some money. He's allowed to keep it. But if the money is tied together, so it has a simon, so then no talmachris, he has to take them and announce it, because he's not allowed to keep it. We'll learn about the halachas of hachroz as the season progresses. So Amar Reish Lakish Mishum Rav Yane, the Gemara explains this halacha. Reish Lakish said in the name of Rav Yane, Lo Shanu Ela Lo Keach Min HaTagar. This is halacha only applies where the person who where the person who found this money in the fruit had purchased the coins, had purchased the apples from a merchant. But if he had purchased the produce from a private person and he found the money in that produce, then chay lachzer, he knows who it belongs to. If he buys it from a merchant, so then he found the money, he doesn't know how to return it to, because his merchant, right, he buys it from a supermarket. The supermarket buys produce from all over, so they won't know who to give it back to. It came from the outside, so there's no point in giving it back to them. But if you buy it from a farmer, the farmer gave you the basket of apples and there's money in there, so then you have to return it, because obviously it came from the farmer. Back to Gemara, Mother of Nachman, what do you mean that it obviously came from the farmer? Does the farmer thresh the produce himself? He threshes the wheat then, and so for sure it's his diamond that fell in. It's the workers that did it. So here also, we don't know who the workers are, and he has no way of finding out. So why do you have to return it? What's the difference if you buy it from a store, or if you buy it from a private person? So Amar Lei, so this person who had said the Braisa, asked Rav Nachman, should I erase this Braisa? Is it wrong? So Amar Nachman said, no, lo, to Tarki Masnissan, learn that the Mishnah's talking, the Braisa is talking, Kigun Shadoshan Ayde Avdim Shechasa Akananim, where the ones that had worked in the field were his own Avadim, his own Shvachas, so he owns all their property, so therefore the halacha is that you have to give it back to him. So this Mishnah is saying like this, if you buy something from a merchant, so then you can keep the object, because we don't know where it came from. There's no way of finding the real owner, because he buys from all over. There's no way to identify the owner unless there's a simon on it. If you buy from a private person, then if the private person has workers in the field there also, you could keep it. But if he has only his avodim working on it, so then you have to return it to him, because it certainly belongs to him. Tosfos has the same kasha there. What do you mean? Even if it's the merchant gets the produce from all these different places, but obviously he had the diamond in his possession. It was in his chatzer. It was in his possession. So why don't we say he acquires it because it was in his possession? So what's that? It came from an outside source. He should acquire it through his chatzer. So Tosfos uses this as a raya to his halacha that we said last week, that he has all this produce over here. There's no chance of him ever finding it. So he never acquires it. You don't acquire something that it is not likely that you will find. Right? Something that's last week's halacha, and this is another raya to Tosfos' halacha. You cannot acquire something that it's not likely that you're going to find the Svara we said last week. So the Choshen Aaron says the Svara, that it's like a Chatzir Shein Mishtameris. A Chatzir acts as your agent. An agent only can be an agent if it knows what it's doing. If it's something, it has something there that it has no idea, that no one has any idea that it's there, it can't act as an agent. It's like Einu Mishtameris. It's not something that's available for anyone. So such a Chatzir cannot work. So that was another raya to Tosfos' halacha, to his yisod, then you can't acquire something that you have no way of knowing that is there. Now the Mordechai gives another answer to the last week's Gemara about the treasure chest in the wall, and which will also fit into this Gemara that we learned just now. The Mordechai says, Kevin she'ein dover ha-hove. It's something that's not usual to find a treasure chest in a wall or a diamond in the wheat. It's not like other finds that you sometimes walk down the street and a $20 bill falls in your backyard or you find that. So since a treasure chest in a wall, coin stuck in a wall, are not something that's usually coming, lo zochabo, you don't acquire it. Because when you purchase the house, we're talking about an old house that we're saying the treasure was there from years before. Because when you purchased the house, lohela aleg lignas amanin, you didn't have any intention to acquire that treasure. Hilkach lo zocha el v'davar sheyirtz lignas. Therefore, you only acquire something that you're planning on acquiring. Al v'davar shelo yadas tamar chalimkar, but something that the seller had no intention of selling. Lo das akana lignos, and the buyer had no intention of buying lo kana, you did not acquire that. That's the Mordechai's answer. Now, a difference between the Mordechai's answer and Tosfos' answer. I will see a lot of differences, but a simple difference based on the halacha we just had, Avodas Gershuni, we'll speak about him later. He says a simple answer would be, if you purchase a house and there's this pile of avalanche of stones that have been there for years in there, and you know that these stones are going to clear away, it's known that this pile is going to be cleaned out of the yard, and then when it's cleaned out, that's when this diamond is discovered. That's when this treasure is discovered. So according to Tosfos, the owner, the purchaser of the house, acquires it. Because if you can't say something that's not going to be found, you know that it's going to be found because it's going to be cleared out later. So the whole story we said last week doesn't apply here because it's something that's going to be found. He's going to clear this out. Or you know that they're going to knock, he's buying the house and he knows he's planning on knocking down this wall to expand it. And then they knock down the wall, they find something in there. So according to Tosfos, the owner of the house will have acquired it because he bought something. Something fell into his chutzit that was going to be found because it was going to be the wall was going to be broken down. But according to the Mordechai, since he didn't have any intention to purchase a diamond that's in the pile of garbage, rubbish that's that pile over there, or that's stuck in the wall, since he had no intention to acquire it. And the seller had no intention to sell that to him. It was never his. And when the garbage collectors come along to take out that pile of stones, they will acquire it because the current owner had never entered the current owner of the house's possession. Right, that's a simple difference between the two. That's Avodas Gershuni. So Avodas Gershuni, he's an early Achron. He lived in the 1600s. He's a Talmud of the Bach. And of the first Bnei Yeshua. Bnei Yeshua's grandfather is also called Bnei Yeshua, the Shuvah's Bnei Yeshua. So that's what he says. Based on that, I was thinking that, like if you buy a suit, but last week we said, if you buy we talked about a case where someone got a suit from the Gemach. Afterwards, I saw a simpler case. If you buy a suit, and then when you open up the pocket, you find a diamond in the pocket. And it was obviously left there from some worker in Taiwan. There's no way of tracing the owner of it. So do we say, well, you have to turn to the store because the store had it in the store and the store acquired it with Kinyan Chatzir? So the answer is obviously not, because the store was never going to find it. They sell their suits with the pockets so tight and they sell it as is and they were never going to find it. So for sure the person who purchased the suit acquires, he owns it, so he has no chiyuv to give it back. And according to the Mordechai, the same thing will be true. The Mordechai, using that logic we just learned, he'll say, well, when the steward purchased these suits from Taiwan, they had no intention of purchasing the diamond, so that diamond never entered their possession, and when they sell the suit to the customer is buying the suit from the seller. That's what he's buying, and the diamond is coming along for the ride. That wasn't something that was sold to him. That was just something that he found. That's his mitzvah, so he's allowed to keep it. But suppose when you got your suit checked for a shatnez, they found a diamond in the collar. Right, so according to Tosfos, the way that Rav Eshkishim is understanding, according to Tosfos, that is a mitzvah that's going to be found, because everyone who buys a suit checks the, at least when you bought it. When you bought it, right, is this something that entered your chatzar? Can you acquire it when it enters your house? Yes, because something is in your house now that's going to be found, because as soon as you check all your suits, and as soon as you check it, it's going to be found. But according to the Mordechai, the one checking the suit will keep the diamond, because according to the Mordechai, when you purchased the suit, you only had intention to purchase the suit. The one that sold it to you only was intending to sell you a suit. He wasn't intending to sell you a diamond. So the diamond was never yours, and therefore the person checking the suit will be able to keep it. To getting back to the diamond that's in the coffee tin. Right, if you know that when you bought this coffee, there's even if you don't know, when you buy this coffee, and then there's a diamond prize in there. So according to Tosfos, it's going to be found, because you're going to obviously get to the bottom of the coffee, and you're going to find it eventually. So if you lend it to someone else, and he finds it, so he has to give it back to you, because it's your possession. You didn't lend it to him that he should take your diamond away. You lent it that he could take your coffee, not your diamond. But according to the Mordechai, even though you know there's a prize there, but what are the chances that it's one in a million that you don't really have intention of acquiring the diamond? So according to the Mordechai, you never owned it. So there could be a good case to say that when you lend it to the other person, it could be the other person is allowed to keep it. Okay, so that we'll explain it more as we go along. So those are the two reasons we have to deal with. Two possible reasons why you should not be able to acquire something. Number one is because, like Tosfos says, it's something that will not be found. You don't acquire something that will not, under normal circumstances, be found. According to the Mordechai, you did not purchase something that you and the seller had no idea was there. The sale can't work on something that no one knows is available, is there at all. So it remains like a mitzvah that the first person that finds it is able to keep it. Now the Mordechai extends this halacha to a very interesting, famous case. You can read the Mordechai inside. We'll just continue from where we left off. O ma'isa be'echad. There was a ma'isa be'echad shekana b'deal min ha'olam kechadim. A person purchased iron, lead. He purchased lead from a guy. V'chasas gaga to cover his roof. V'shum nevlar planning to decide not to use it for his roof. I'm not sure what they use lead for to cover the roof. It's going to be novel halacha. I don't think they melt it and use it as a... See, that's what he wanted to do. Well, you'll see why I'm asking in a second. The Shum Nimlach, then he changed his mind. He sold it to Yisrael Chaveh, to another Jew. He said, look, I bought this lead. I'll sell it to you. I'm not using it anymore. And when the second Jew started using it, he found out that there was really silver. It was all silver inside. Except the outside was just covered with lead, but inside it was really silver. Now the seller said that it's a halacha of anah here. I sold you something that was worth $1,000 for $10. So there's a halacha price fraud works in both directions. If I undersell or oversell, here I undersold it, I have the right to get it back. The Avi HaEzri, the Ravya, the Rishon, said the second Yisrael, the second Jew who had purchased it, doesn't have to return it to the seller. Why? The first one, when he purchased it from this undisclosed Ovei Kachadim, never acquired the silver. Because he didn't know there was silver there. And he had no intention to acquire the silver. And he brought them in Harai Shekhsati Liel. He brings that from the Rai, from the case of the treasure in the wall. So the Mordechai says this halacha, Gaza Shri brings it also, that if Reuven bought something from an Akum who's not here anymore, you can't deal with him anymore. Or Taz Akum is Mutter. He bought something from an Akum and he paid him for lead. And then he sold it as lead to his friend. And the friend discovered it was silver, the friends allowed to keep it because the first person never acquired it. Now, according to Tosfos, this is where it depends what the case was. According to Tosfos, if it's like you were saying that they were using it to hold things together, so Tosfos would agree with this halacha because it's also something that will never be found. If the first one was, if he had gone on with his plan and just put it on the roof as is, he would have never found out about it. There was silver inside, so therefore he didn't acquire it, even according to Tosfos. But if it's like Dr. Goldfinger is saying that, you know, they pounded out or melted, so then according to Tosfos, the first one, if he had gone along with his plan, would have found it, would have found out that it's really silver inside. So according to Tosfos, Tosfos would disagree with the Mordechai in this case. But at any rate, the Ramah paskins like this Mordechai. The Raman Simon Reish Samaches Halacha Gimel says Ein Chaser Kana Lo Yochaset Hasan Acquire Lo Beyadei BeMitzia, unless you know there's a Mitzia there, or the Asiga Daiti, or you had in mind that it would be there. Aba Vedaver Sheinu Rogel Lavo, something that usually does not enter your field. Ein Chaser Kana Lo, your yard does not acquire for you. Apa Pi Shabo Mitzia Lashan, even though a Mitzia came there. Uba Achav Enoth Lashan, and someone else came and took it. Zacha, he acquires it. Since the owner did not know about it there, before the second one got it, and then he says to look before in Siman Reish Lamed Beis, and in Siman Reish Lamed Beis he brings the halacha of the second halacha of the Mordechai, that if a middleman purchased lead from another person and then sold it to another Jew and then they found it silver or gold, the final buyer is the one that can keep the gold, because that sirusur, that middleman, had no idea that it was in there. And Shach says it doesn't have to be a middleman, it could even be a regular person who had bought it for his own use, like the Mordechai's case, but he decided not to use it, so he never acquired it because he never knew what was there, and the second person who discovers the silver is allowed to keep it. But that's paskin by the Ramah. The first thing we have to do is whether we really paskin like this Mordechai. The Ramah says so, but the Nesivos HaMishpat, he says, how can you pass it like the Mordechai when Tosfos disagrees with it and the Rambam disagrees? The Mordechai's whole chiddush is based on this kasha, how to answer why the owner of the wall doesn't acquire the treasure that's hidden inside it. So he said, because you don't acquire something you don't know is there. But the Nesivos asks, Tosfos had an answer to say, you don't acquire something you don't know, that you'll never find out, because it's called not Mishtameris. Rambam said, don't acquire something that's because of Udamig Men, Mikol Adam. But something that's going to be eventually discovered, just because you didn't know about it, how do you know that you don't acquire it? So he says that, first of all, we shouldn't hold like the Mordechai. First of all, he wants to say maybe the Ramah means, whether even though Ramah is quoting the Mordechai, but he means also that it's talking, since you didn't have it in mind when you bought it, so you probably won't end up finding it. He wants to say the Mordechai agrees with Tosfos, but there's no such halacha that just because you didn't have kavanah when you bought it, you don't purchase it. And then he says, if you want to say the Mordechai is dafka, the Ramah is dafka, you have to put in a yesh misha omer, that the Ramah is just saying a yesh misha omer. Someone says this halacha, but most of the posts disagree with it, and the Maisa, the Nesivos, disagrees with the Ramah and says there's no such halacha that when you purchase something that you didn't have intention of purchasing, you don't acquire it. If it's in your possession, you acquired it, unless it's something like Tosfos said, it falls into your chatzim and it would be something that would never be found. But something that could be found, just you never had intention to purchase it, there's no such halacha, and the Shulchan agrees with the Nesivos. Now, that would be half simple, but the Mishav Rura agrees with the Ramah and the Mordechai, because there's an interesting halacha he brings from an early Tshuva Sefer called Chinuch Beis Yehuda. He brings halacha nogei hilchas Pesach. But the halacha is that if you own chametz over Pesach, so you're not allowed to use it after Pesach, because chametz sha'avar lava Pesach, you're not allowed to use it. So what do we do to avoid that problem? We sell our chametz to a guy, so that way it won't be owned by us on Pesach. So what happened over here in this Chinuch Beis Yehuda's case, which Mishav Rura paskins, was that Reuven had a house and he was selling his room of chametz to a guy, and Shimon knew Reuven was doing it, and before Reuven sold it, Shimon came into the house, Reuven's house, and put in his own chametz in Reuven's room where he was selling the chametz without telling Reuven about it. So Reuven sold his chametz to the guy, and the guy purchased it. After Pesach, Reuven bought his chametz back from the guy he's going into the room and he sees there's a whole bunch of Shimon stuff in here. So the shaila was, does Shimon's chametz become aser? Do we consider Shimon's chametz to have been sold along with Reuven's? When Reuven sold his room to the guy, so Shimon's chametz went along with it? Or do we say not? And the Chinuch Beis Yehuda says not, based on this Mordechai. Because why do you want to say the guy should acquire the chametz? Because he owned the room. And when you own a room, you own everything that's inside it. But that's only, like the Mordechai says, if you're planning on buying it. So I was, the guy here was planning on buying the chametz from Reuven. Reuven told him what he was selling, and even if he didn't tell him, he's buying Reuven's chametz. He had no intention of purchasing Shimon's chametz. Even though the chametz might have been in the chatzer, he had no intention of purchasing. He didn't know it was there. So the chinuch beis Yehuda paskin that Shimon has to destroy that chametz after Pesach. It's chametz shavar lo Pesach, and the Mishnah Berurah agrees with him. So we see the Mishnah, and this is something that according to Tosfos wouldn't have been a problem, because according to Tosfos the chatzer would acquire it because it's something that's right there in the open, just a treasure that's hidden. According to Tosfos, that can't be found, that your chatzer can't acquire, but something that's in the open, so that your chatzer acquires. It's just this chiddush of the Mordechai that if you don't know it's there, your chatzer doesn't acquire it, you don't acquire it. So the Mishnah Berurah goes with it and says l'chumrah that the Shimon would have to destroy the chametz because the guy did not purchase it because he didn't know it was there. Alright, so we have a machlokus.
Is it talking about
the guy would
have found it
in front of
Texas?
Yeah.
But the guy, who says the guy?
Well, he had the right to go in. Right. It's his. I mean, we're calling it a real sale, and he has the right to go in. It's out in the open, not hidden, buried in somewhere. So we have a machlokus whether we should hold like this Mordechai with all these different halachas that we said. So what do you do, lemaisa? So lemaisa is it's going to be hamas mechaveil of araya. If you're the one that, right? If you're the shatnez checker and you found the diamond in the collar, so you can say Kimli, I hold like the Mordechai and the Mordechai and the Mishnah Berurah and the Ramah all hold that you who bought the suit did not know that you were purchasing a diamond, so I get the diamond. Even though you want to say, well, I hold like the Nesivus and the Aruch HaShulchan, I did acquire it, but right now you have it, so you know you have to prove that they're right. And I said, okay, I hold like the others. By the way, Pesachim Choshen also defends, at length, defends the Halacha of the Ramah. So it would seem that whoever's holding the material, he would have the right. Like if you weren't so smart, you had the diamond in the coffee tin and you gave it back, look here, by the way, here's the coffee bag, I found a diamond in there. So then you lost, because you'll say, then you know, your friend tells you, what do you mean you should have had, you could have acquired, but now he's holding and he says, look, I hold like the Nesivus and the Aruch HaShulchan that says that I did acquire it and I have it now, and even though you knew about it and you, according to the Mishnah Berurah and the Ramah and the Mordechai, you acquired it, but I don't hold that way, I don't think the other way, and I could keep it. So that would be the halacha in this simple case. But once again, we're talking about a case where you purchased one thing and there was something else that went along for the ride. There was something else there in addition to what you purchased. Besides purchasing the iron, there was silver. Besides purchasing the suit, there was a diamond. Besides purchasing the coffee, there was a diamond in the coffee. So all those things that came along, incidentally, according to the Mordechai, you don't acquire since you had no intention of acquiring it and the seller had no intention of selling it to you. That it never really transferred hands, and whoever finds it, now if you know who the seller is, so if the seller put it in, you'd have to give it back to the seller. Now, you were talking when you buy it from the store, or the store, you know, you don't give it back to Maxwell House because, you know, they didn't lose it. They want to give it to the one who finds it. So, you know, so the store didn't acquire it, the first person didn't acquire it, but you acquire it according to the Mordechai, according to Tosfos, the first purchaser acquires it. Now, let's go take it one step further. What happens, and this is the question that Avodas Gershuni had, what happens if instead of this, the lead being filled with silver, the lead really was silver? You sold it to him as lead, right? The guy sold it to the Jew as lead, and the Jew sold it to another Jew as lead, and the second Jew found out that it was really silver. The case was that Reuven had bought a bowl that he thought was lead, and he sold it to Shimon, and then Shimon found out, hey, this thing is silver. So the question was, can we apply the Mordechai in that case? Right, that's the question. And why not? So the Beis Kashuni says, first of all, he says this might be totally in the machlokes between Tosfos and the Mordechai, because according to Tosfos's whole heter to say that you could keep something is because it's never going to be found out. But maybe that's if you have something inside. The way he seems to understand the case is that, you know, there was a lead bar and there was hollow inside and there was silver filled inside. So who's ever going to find that out? But to misidentify something, that's something that easily you just say, you know, someone that knows about metals will say, that's not lead, that's silver. You invite someone to your house, it's going to be found out sooner or later. So he wants to say, according to Tosfos, this reasoning won't apply, because it's only if you find out that it's inside, that's something that wouldn't be found out. But if you you misidentified it, that you would find out about it. So according to Tosfos, we should say the first person acquired it when he acquired it from the Goy. So he acquired something that he would end up finding out was really silver, and he should acquire it. But according to the Mordechai, since he didn't have any intention to acquire it, he didn't have any intention to acquire silver, you were intending to acquire gold, so we should say that you don't acquire it. Or maybe we say the Mordechai will agree in such a case because he's only talking of something inside it. But it does make a difference, because at the end of Arutz Gershon, he brings the Levush, and the Levush says clearly, he says, Arutz Gershon says he was stopping many years until he saw the Levush who wrote, Hakona Klimi HaNochri, Veteris V'Deal, if he buys a keli from Nochri, assuming that it's lead, V'Machar Huli Yisrael, Gandhi came to Teres B'Deal, and he sold it to another Yisrael, assuming it's lead. V'Metzobo Acher Kachul Cholol, if and then you find out that it's hollow inside and it's filled with silver, Alfilo Atzmakesver itself is silver, so you do not, the first Jew did not acquire it, and the second Jew is allowed to keep it. But that's the way he concludes. Now, he's understanding the Mordechai, seems to understand the Mordechai that it was a lead pipe that was hollow and filled with silver. And then he says, and the same thing will be if it's actually silver, and it just was misidentified. But the Mordechai himself, the way we read it, the Mordechai was talking about, it was a bar of silver that had a cover, which was covered with lead. I mean, and once you're saying that's the case, it's hard to hear the difference between that case and it's just completely misidentified. But at any rate, that's the way he comes out, the Levush comes out, that this halach will apply even if it was misidentified. That you thought you were buying lead. You find out that it was silver later, so according to Tosfos, the halacha could very well be that you would acquire it because it's something that we can assume will become identified sooner or later. But since, according to the Mordechai says you don't acquire something that you had no intention of acquiring, so you acquired lead here, but you did not acquire silver because you didn't know that this thing was silver, and you had no intention of acquiring silver, so you would not acquire this bar, and the second and the final person who finds discovers it is allowed to keep it. And here also, what do you do? Lamaisa, so it'll be the same thing. If it's a machlokas Mordechai and Tosfos, a machlokas Roshanim, so if the second Jew is holding it and he discovers the silver, he can say, I hold like the Mordechai, the Ramah, the Mishaburua, who hold that if you don't have intention to acquire something, you didn't acquire it. And if for some reason you gave it back for him to look at, and so now he's holding it and says, look, I acquired it because I hold like the Nesivas, the Aruch HaShulchan, and I hold like Tosfos is something I was going to find out about, and I really acquired it. Okay, so that's the second case. Right, the first case is where something that's coming incidental. The second case is where it's misidentified. You thought it was lead, but it was really silver. So what do you think about this case? The Sholem Meshev has a Shaila. Also was Lamaisa. First it was a Shaila to the Kamarnu Rebbe, and then he disagreed with that Pesach. And the halacha, the case was like this. Someone had gone, Reuven and Shimon went shopping together in some fair, and Reuven purchased something sold something to an Akum who he was supposed to give him 10 50s, and he said, there were 10 pieces of gold that were worth $50 each, and he gave them 10 pieces of gold, and he put them in his pocket. Then they went to the next booth, and they saw something selling for $500, And Shimon wanted to buy in, but he didn't have any money. So Shimon said, "Can I borrow the $500 that you just got changed, or you just got from that Akum, who's no longer in the picture?" So Reuben gave the 10 golden coins to Shimon, and Shimon took them and he looked at them and saw these weren't really 10 50s, these were 10 hundreds. It was really $1,000 here, not $500. So the shaila they had was, is Shimon allowed to keep that windfall, or does he have to give it back to Reuben? So the Kamarnu Rebbe wanted to say that this is like the same case of the Mordechai. But just like in the case of the Mordechai, when you have intention, the way the Lubavitch understands it, when you have intention to acquire lead, then you find out that it's silver, even though it's that same object, right? It's not an additional object. It was that same object that what you thought was lead ended up being silver. The halacha is you don't acquire the silver because you had no intention to acquire silver, and he had no intention to sell you silver. So the Kamarnu Rebbe said the same thing is over here. The same thing's over here. You had intention to acquire $500. You didn't have an intention to acquire $1,000. So $500 of these coins you own, and the other $500 belongs to the finder. Just like the case of the lead bar, he doesn't get the whole thing. He has to give you the value of the lead because that's the ownership that you had. You had the ownership of the lead that you thought it was, and he has the ownership of the silver that's discovered. So the Kamarnu Rebbe says the same thing over here. The coins that you thought were worth $500, you acquired $500 worth of, and the extra amount Shimon acquires. But Sholem Meisha disagreed, and he poses Talmud who disagrees and says like Dovi, and said that there's a difference in the two cases. That in the case of, which I don't hear so well, but he says in the case of the lead, you thought you were purchasing lead, and it was really silver, so you had no intention to purchase silver. It's not yours. But in this case, you were intending to purchase 10 gold coins, and you purchased 10 gold coins. The fact that the gold coins are worth more than you thought doesn't make a difference. Now, why would you might disagree? You might disagree and say the same thing over here. You had intention to purchase a $50 coin and not a $100 coin, but he's looking at it, and I hear it. He's looking at it as a gold coin, and it is a gold coin. You just didn't look into seeing all the details. So in that case,
they're both metals.
They're very different. Yeah. So where do you draw the line? Yeah. So they're drawing the line that's a different element. It's a different thing. The periodic table. There's a different letters for it. But here, it's the same money. It just has a different number on it. It's either maybe more gold, less gold, but it's stamped differently. Right. There's
silver,
a
silver lead.
When there's a qualitative difference, so that you don't acquire it, just a quantitative difference, you do acquire. Now, I think someone made a mistake. One of these newer svarim wanted to learn from this. The same halacha would be if you went to the goy and he owes you $200 and he gives you 10 20s, he's supposed to give you 10 20s, and you end up that he gave you 12 20s. So the same thing would be that you only had intention to acquire the $20. I'm saying he won't say the same thing. You had intention to acquire these bills that he get put in your hand, so you acquire them all, and Shimon has to give it back to you. That even according to the Mordechai, he'd have to give it back to you, but I don't think that follows. Because over here we should say, you had intention to acquire the 20 20s that the 10 20s he was supposed to give you, and that you acquired. The two extra, that's like a diamond. That's like something extra that you didn't acquire. So I think if he gave you extra change, and you just gave that change to Shimon, so then Shimon could keep the extra change because he's the one that found it. Once again, assuming that there's no chiyuv to return it to the original person that made the mistake. Right? So we're only talking of something that it was the same exact object that you found to be worth more. So in that case, the Sholem Eishiv says the Mordechai doesn't apply, and certainly Tosfos doesn't apply because it's something that will be readily found out that it says 100 on it instead of 50. So in that case, if you purchase something that has that is what you wanted, it's just you find out that it's quantitatively different. There's another feature to it that you didn't know about. It says 100 instead of 50, so then you get it. Back to the original case in the last 2 minutes. A bottle cap that you purchased the soda. You purchased the soda and you served it. Let's say that you purchased the soda. So if it's something that you were not going to find out about, because you know it's such a big affair and you just serve all the sodas and you don't have any intention of looking at the tops and you're just giving them out, so then I don't think it's any shaila. According to Tosfos, it's something that you never acquired the prize because you would have never found out of it. You're the store, right? The storekeeper doesn't own all the prizes because he doesn't have any intention of finding it. So you're like that storekeeper. You're just serving dozens of sodas and everyone's just taking them. So then you certainly don't acquire it. According to Tosfos, according to Mordechai, certainly, because you didn't know that the prize was there to purchase it. But if it's something that you are going to look for them afterwards, you're going to collect the bottles and you'll put them away, and it could be that you'll find it there. So then, according to Tosfos, since it's something that you're going to find out about later, you acquire. According to the Mordechai, you would say at first glance, you don't acquire, because according to the Mordechai, you didn't have intention to purchase the prize, you only had intention to purchase the soda, but not the prize, and he didn't intend to sell you the prize. But according to this Sholem Eshev, it's not true, because you intended to buy the soda with the bottle and the cap, and you purchased the cap. The cap is yours. Now, the cap has another feature in it, the fact that there's a number written on it that you won. So, since you purchased the cap and you own the cap, you should own the prize also. Yet there's another, Rashbit says, if there's another piece on the, there's something else on the bottle that's an extra piece that you didn't know about. So then you start talking, well, I purchased the bottle and the soda and the cap, but this thing I didn't know about this prize that I wanted. I had no intention of purchasing it. So then you can start talking about the Mordechai.